A bartender mixes a whiskey sour at the Savoy Tap Room in Albany. It's been in business since 1936. It was also known as Justin's for many years, and it's long been a gathering place for some state lawmakers, their staff, lobbyists, and journalists. That was back when the Senate and Assembly used to actually meet in person, like before the pandemic. When I first visited the Savoy, the warm fall weather still lingered. Outdoor dining was in full swing, and owner Jason Pierce was apprehensive but hopeful about surviving.
I have woken up many a morning since March 16th and just thought, my God, what am I doing? This is too much. But the reality is I have staff here who need to eat, who need money in their pockets, and I have customers who have come to rely on us. So this isn't just about me anymore.
Assemblywoman Patricia Fahey has been a champion of the city's independently owned restaurants even before the virus changed everything. Fahey says the city's arts district, which is where the Savoy is located, has had its ups and downs over the years, but it was on the rebound. She says she attended 7 ribbon cuttings for new bars and restaurants in 2019. And she told me, as we walked around the neighborhood in early October, that the owners were doing everything in their power to keep from closing.
First of all, the creativity, the fortitude, and perseverance of these restaurant owners and staff is just absolutely amazing. But everyone is nervous with the cold weather coming.
I caught up with Fahey by telephone again in late November. She told me the challenges to the restaurants have only increased. The weather turned bleak, and there was a COVID outbreak among staff at 11 restaurants in the city, including the Savoy, which had to temporarily close.
With the cold, less people are going out. And yes, anytime you hear or read of a restaurant having an infection, that has a chilling effect.
Pierce, the owner of the Savoy, has had to retrench. Even though limited indoor dining is still allowed in Albany, which isn't the case in many cities, Pierce has decided to offer only takeout and delivery service for now. He says with many of his staff exposed to the virus in early November, it was the smart choice.
We had several staff members who tested positive for COVID. All of them are, of course, doing very well at this point. They've recovered and none of them had any major symptoms, but they did test positive nonetheless. As a result, a lot of our other staff had to quarantine due to exposure. So we're now in a position where we've had to close for a couple weeks, but we've reopened for takeout and delivery only.
He believes the restaurant can survive the winter, but he says he needs more help from the federal government and would like to see the Paycheck Protection Loan Program renewed. He used it to pay employees in the spring and summer. But now, without any further action by Congress, he says he's going to have to, for the first time since the pandemic began, let some staff go.
I would consider it shameful that our federally elected officials have not been able to come together to provide some type of meaningful assistance. We have people who are obviously more concerned with other things, and hopefully the next time they're up for re-election, we remember that.
Pierce says despite the challenges, there is some good news. The Savoy's Whiskey Sour and other signature cocktails are still on the takeout and delivery menus.
Not only as single drinks, but also as mixed batched cocktails. So someone can buy a pre-mixed, pre-batched bottle, which contains enough to make 4 drinks at home.
He says, just don't drink it all at once. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.